You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm Bryce Paddock with the Dallas Morning News here very, very late Monday night. And we have some very big news breaking. Lance Lynn is a member of the Chicago White Sox. The Rangers have traded him. They also have a new GM since I last potted. So there's been a lot of stuff to catch up on. But we're going to start with the first things first. We're going to start with the first thing that actually happened chronologically. Chris Young, a former Rangers pitcher, born in Dallas, went to Highland Park High School. He is the new Rangers GM. Now, John Daniels is still staying on. Don't freak out. I remember when I first saw the notification on my phone, I was out walking my dog. And I thought, oh my God, what just happened? But nothing that monumental or landmark has happened. John Daniels is still staying on as the president of baseball operations. So he's still going to be the big picture guy. He's still going to be the one in charge as he's been for many, many years. This is a really great hire, a really interesting kind of out of left field hire. Chris Young, if you don't know much about him, he's a former pitcher. He spent 13 seasons in the major leagues. He also spent his first two seasons in Texas, then was traded to the San Diego Padres, where he had his only all-star season. That was back in 2007. He was traded by John Daniels, who is now his boss. He finished his career. He had his last three seasons in Kansas City. He had one of his best years at age 36 in 2015 when the Royals won the World Series. He was a starter for them, pitched in 123 innings that year at a 3.06 ERA. A 6'10 guy who played college basketball, actually turned down an NBA contract. He played both of his college sports at Princeton. Really, really intelligent guy. Spent the last couple of years in the MLB office under the commissioner, working with umpires and let's see, what was he actually doing? Yeah. Spent 13 years in the big leagues. Most recently worked for the MLB office as a senior VP. He was overseeing the on-field operations and umpiring departments. So he was dealing a lot with those rule changes that happened last year and the year before that. So really creative guy. And there are a lot of new age GMs that are guys who are Ivy League grads who have really great baseball minds. And Chris Young is definitely that, but he's also a guy who pitched in the big leagues for 13 seasons. This is a really good tweet from Rustin Dodd describing Chris Young, who's an Ivy League grad, had a 3.95 ERA, won a World Series game at 36, self-diagnosed himself with thoracic outlet syndrome, went for 20-6, 20 points and 6 rebounds against Nick Collison, who is a former NBA player. Played the NBA for quite a while at Allen Fieldhouse, which is, if you don't know, if you're not a big college basketball fan, that is Kansas's home court. He wrote his Princeton thesis on Jackie Robinson, turned down an NBA contract, and worked in the MLB office. He is a very eclectic guy who really wanted to come home. He also took conversation with the Mets about their opening in their front office, but he said he was never really considering that, never truly considering it, just kind of a favor to the Mets' new owner, but said this is where he belongs, this is where his home is, and he's just a really intelligent guy, and he's got a lot of experience, and he's really good with communications. That's his primary skill. Very highly respected, highly regarded around the league. Just has some great relationships with people around the league, which will happen when you work in the MLB office. So that was definitely one of his strong suits. And it was also the strong suit of a guy named Thad Levine, who's a former Rangers assistant GM, who has been the Minnesota Twins GM since 2016, which is when he left. He did a lot of the day-to-day operations, more of the communication stuff, reaching out to other GMs and having those conversations, while John Daniels was still more the big picture guy like he has been. And so that role has been empty of the assistant GM or like actual GM because it's been filled by John Daniels. But they've been talking about a move like this since the end of the 2016 season. But the timing wasn't right and the candidates weren't right at the time. But Chris Young was there now and they snatched him up. They felt really good about that hire. They're really excited about him. And first official day on the job, he goes and makes an absolute blockbuster trade, which is a really exciting trade, which we all kind of saw coming. The writing had been on the wall since the Rangers started to be absolutely trash this season. But it was still a trade that needed to be made and a trade that was done well, even though it was passed on at the deadline. I believe there's some good reasons for that. And it seems like the return has been worth the wait. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to look a little bit more about why they brought on Chris Young. Also, big into the Lance Lynn deal, what the Rangers got for him, why that was a good return or a bad return, coming up right after this word from our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. It is new and improved and even deliciouser. You guys cannot get tired of me talking about how great Built Bar is because they just keep getting better and better. There are 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, and the 12 original amazing flavors: German chocolate, peanut butter, banana red mint brownie. They've got all the good stuff that you want in a protein bar, and it is absolutely better than any other protein bar you will ever taste. You got to go check them out to see that I'm right. I promise you I'm right on this. I'm right on most things, but especially right on this. Those bars, they're covered in 100% chocolate, which means they're soft, they're super easy to chew, and they're great for the health-conscious guy or gal looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in an absolutely delicious treat. Those bars are great for the keto diet because they have all that good stuff: low cal, low sugar, high in protein, high in fiber. Best of all listeners can go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. Now, I know we're already several minutes into this podcast. You're like, Bryce, who the heck did the Rangers actually get? All right, I will tell you. The Rangers have dealt Lance Lynn to the Chicago White Sox for right-handed pitcher Dane Dunning and left-handed pitcher Avery Weems. Now, Weems is a guy who is kind of an in-betweener, baseball prospectus, who I think might be the best prospect guys in the business. They really have a good sense of what's going on there. They've got a lot of people on the ground, a lot of really, really smart people, and a lot of people who have been hired by front offices have worked for baseball prospectus. So these people really know what they're talking about. They have Avery Weems in their most recent ranking of White Sox prospects as the number 10 prospect in their system. Nobody else was quite as high on him. They've been a lot of variation with him, but the main guy is Dane Dunning, which, he's a really interesting looking guy, kind of goofy, wears these glasses. There's just a fantastic stock photo that's going around Twitter. If you check out my Twitter at Bryce Patrick, you will see that I retweeted a picture of him looking goofy with his big old happy grin. His teammates made a GIF of his face put on to Damian Lillard, whose thing is it's Dame time and it's Dame waving goodbye, but it's Dane's face and it's Dane time down at the bottom, which is an incredible GIF. But he's a guy who was a former first round pick. He went to Florida, had a lot of pitchability. He's kind of a more polished college arm. He pitched one season in the big leagues this year with the White Sox. He actually ended up starting a playoff game for them, which really did not go well against the Oakland A's. He was not quite ready for that. He is 25 as of this podcast, but he's turning 26 in December 20th. So just like a few weeks away. But he was a guy who was a 34th round pick out of high school, was never really going to go, really just wanted to go to college. He went to college at the University of Florida in Gainesville, was the first round pick of the Washington Nationals back in 2016, 29th overall. I believe it was, 4 years ago today, he was traded for Adam Eaton along with, Lucas Giolito and Ronaldo Lopez. Back in 2016, December 7th. So basically 4 years on the day he comes. He's going to be a right-handed pitcher. He's got a lot of pitchability. He's a big guy, got a really good prototypical pitcher body. He's 6'4", listed at 224 pounds. Just a guy who has done pretty well in his 7 games in the big league. So he went 2-0 with a 3.97 ERA in 7 games started. That was 34 innings, so just a little bit under 5 innings per start this season. He struck out 35 in 34 innings, so a little bit. The Ks per 9 is at 9.3. The walks per 9 was okay, not super great. 3.4 walks per 9 innings pitched. His ERA plus was a 113, where 100 is average. So really, really solid. The hits per 9, 6.6. Home runs per 9, 1.1. So overall, not too bad at numbers, a really limited sample size. his WAR was 0.1, which, you know, is nothing to sneeze at. Being 25 and being thrown into the wolves in this weird, weird pandemic season against, you know, mostly some pretty solid competition. He played the Twins a lot, played the Cardinals and Brewers a lot, all those central teams, but did have quite a few bad opponents as well. I think of the bubbles, there were the most weak teams in the central, but there were also quite a few strong teams as well. So pretty decent showing for him. I think he's definitely going to step in and be in the Rangers rotation starting next year, which that leaves the Rangers ace not as Lance Lynn. But it's going to be weird. It's going to be an entirely young roster. A lot of, youngsters that are going to be trying to be in the rotation. And it's going to look different. He gives them a righty starter. They've got Allard, Burke, and Palumbo that will all be vying for a starting spot in the rotation. But there's a lot of really, really good right-handed hitters in the AL West that are going to be seeing the Rangers quite a bit. So having three left-handed starters might not be the look. I don't know. Not all of them are necessarily going to pan out as starters. I'm still really questionable about Allard. The health of Burke and Palumbo is a big question mark at this point. But think about those right-handed hitters are going to have to face so many times. Mike Trout, Alex Bregman, Altuve, Correa, Joe Adell, Matt Chapman, Kyle Seager. There's going to be quite a few, but let's hear from some actual experts, about, what these guys are going to be bringing to the Rangers. This is about Dunning, from The Athletic. The Rangers are rebuilding. They want pieces that could be, start of a stable, brighter future. Dunning had Tommy John in his rearview mirror. He was a guy who tops out at 94, mostly sat in the lower 90s in his professional career. He switches between different fastballs and arsenals when facing different handed hitters, which is really awesome and something that Jose Leclerc does, who has the two different changeups, which I still hate that they call his cut changeup a slider. It's not a slider. It's a cut changeup. It's cool because he has two different changeups, which nobody else has. The White Sox are basically dealing him because he wasn't ready to be a front-leg pitcher who started playoff games. Like I said, he has an injury history and a lack of overpowering stuff, and so they weren't sure if he would become the guy, and they really needed another the guy in their rotation. They had quite a few or two really good starters that finished fifth and seventh in Keuchel and quite a few other starters. But Lance Lynn is a proven guy. Giolito, I believe, was the other one who finished fifth. But it's going to be, they're going to have a really, really nasty rotation. They have already have a very solid lineup. They have the reigning AL MVP and two other guys who finished top 10. Now they have three guys in the rotation who finished top 10 in Cy Young voting last year. That is a dang good rotation, a dang scary rotation for anybody that's going to be facing them in the playoffs. I basically call them the Padres of the AL because they're actually going for it. Just like the Padres, they are all in. They've got this young talent. They are a really exciting team. And if you want to watch a team that's actually going to be good at baseball, you might want to watch quite a few White Sox games this year. We can go still feel good about Lance Lynn and all that he's doing. I hope they don't have any weird rules like the Yankees. I feel like it's just the Yankees that have the weird no beard rule, which I think that might be why Lance Lynn did so badly on the Yankees, because we saw how well he did when he had his full beard and his full just mountain man look. That was when he was at his most dominant and will continue to be at his most dominant. I hope he still looks like a mountain man, even like after quarantine. I hope that's just the look that Lance Lynn has. This is a move that was necessary. It kind of sucks because he was the Rangers' one good thing to look forward to besides IKF and Joey Gallo's defense and like occasional fun moments from the youth. But like in terms of like actual goodness, he was the best thing the Rangers had for the last 2 years. He was incredibly consistent. He looked bad for his first five starts in 2019, but after that, he was absolutely marvelous. I mean, he kind of faltered down the stretch, but who can blame him on being on the worst team in the American League by record, on a team with absolutely no offense, and you're just trying every single game to shut everybody out because that's what you have to do in order to win, and you dang sure want to win because you're one of the best pitchers in baseball, and if people just see that you're losing all the time, then they're not going to attribute you to being a successful pitcher. So Lance Lynn was in a bad place, but he still was trying to carry the Titanic on his back while it was sinking. And I feel good for Lance Lynn that he got out from under this Titanic so he can let it sink and then go get all the nice stuff from it and make a really cool movie about it many, many years later, which will be when the Rangers are finally rebuilt in 2022 or 23 or whatever the heck it actually ends up being. So I want to say thank you to Lance Lynn. I really appreciated watching you all these years, these past 2 years, actually. I'm glad the Rangers could revitalize your career and show everyone how consistent you are and how consistency is fun and exciting and good and extremely valuable. The Rangers got two fairly good pieces for him. This was always scripted from basically the trade deadline. It was weird why they didn't trade him at the deadline. But, I mean, John Daniels said that he wasn't pleased with the returns or the offers that he was getting for Lance Lynn at the deadline. And he said the Rangers fans would not have been happy if they pulled the trigger on those deals, which makes me think that the Chicago White Sox got a little more desperate. They saw that they were just very close to being there and what it takes to get to the World Series. They thought that they had a chance if they went and made a move like this. Hats off to them. Hats off to any team actually going out and making moves and spending in this pandemic as opposed to crying poor. I really do appreciate the teams that are going and doing that. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode. I'll be back later in the week. Try and have some special guests on with some insider knowledge of the quote-unquote winter meetings that aren't actually happening this year. Also, if you like inside baseball humor, check out Levi Weaver's tweet. He made printed out pictures of his colleagues at the Athletic and had his kids dress up as other people walking by and did some really goofy videos. So if you're into that, check that out. But yeah, that's it for today's edition. I'll be back tomorrow with more good stuff about the Lance Lynn trade. I'm going to go a little bit more in depth. I'm going to try and have some crossover episodes with some other people who might know a little bit more about this, aka maybe Locked On Prospects, maybe Locked On White Sox. Who knows? We'll see. You'll have to tune in. Until next time, don't forget to enjoy baseball.